This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Somebody said this is a day none of us have seen before. Thank God for His grace and His mercy that has possibly given us 24 more hours to get it right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To get it right. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for you that are here today. Amen. For the pastor, first lady, ministers, preachers, deacons, treasurers, trustees, and others that are here today. You, the saints of God, that are here in the house of God. Any visitors here, we greet you and thank God for you today.
Amen.
Amen. Last but not least, my wife, who I pray is on her way. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to go.
I hear you too.
You just got to go. Amen.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank God for having two translations.
Amen. Because it's a long way to walk.
All right, preacher.
Hallelujah.
It's a long walk.
And the sister ain't walking.
Amen.
Bless God today. Thank God for you today. Amen. We won't belabor you or beleaguer you today. Amen. Just want to bless you with a brief word, just a brief observation. Amen. From the Word of God. And perhaps maybe the Lord indeed may have something to speak into our spirit man today. Amen. To exhort us. Amen. To edify us and to comfort us as His church. Amen.
Amen.
And won't you look with me, if you will, at Luke, the 9th chapter. Amen. Luke, the 9th chapter. Seem like we've been hovering around here for a while. I don't know about you, but I like Brother Luke. Amen. He seems to talk like me, think like me, and reason like me. Amen. I can relate to him, amen, in his observations and in his expressions and in his writings and concerning the things of God. We want to look at Luke, the 9th chapter, at the 49th verse, the 49th and 50th verse.
Amen. All right. I hear you.
You'll find these words. It says, "And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name.
Yeah.
And we forbade him because he followeth not with us. And Jesus said unto him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us." I want to talk for a few minutes, just an observation from this thought, the unknown believer.
Amen.
The unknown believer. Lord God, we bless you today, and indeed, Lord God, we're grateful to you for this day. Lord God, we bless and pray you have mercy upon us, and we pray, Lord God, that you will speak into our heart, Holy Spirit, as only you can do, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, that as your servant speaks out, that you indeed will speak in into the heart of everyone that will have an ear to hear this day. That is, that they will have a desire to know and to understand, Lord God, your perfect will and the wisdom of your word today, Lord God. That we may be strengthened and encouraged,
yes,
comforted today,
yes,
in
Lord,
the truth of your word today. We pray in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Deacon Kelly seemed to have some kind of feedback going on here. Not sure where it's coming from. I'm trying to stand back away from it, but just for your information.
Amen.
Amen. This unknown and unsung believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, this fellow is curious to me. Amen. He is curious to me. I've been watching him for a while. Been,
mm-hmm,
been looking at him and observing him and comparing him in our today.
All right.
Amen. And in the times and age and we live and in the time of our stewardship. And there's a couple of thoughts that just came to me from this. Amen. And but I'd just like to kind of hone in for a minute and just observe, if you will, the three subjects in these two verses here, these two passages of scriptures.
Right.
We have the Apostle John, and we have, of course, the believer, and we have our Lord. Amen. Amen. Just like to offer a few observations concerning their disposition in this brief encounter here. It's amazing how a brief encounter with the Lord can change your life.
Yeah, all right. I know that's
amen.
Just a brief.
It's a matter how a brief encounter with the Lord can just bless us and just shower us with blessings. Amen. 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 We never walk away from an experience with the Lord empty.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He always leaves us better than he found us. Amen. Isn't it good to know somebody that leaves you better than they found you? Amen. Amen. I've always tried to, and this is before Christ, BC, even in the world. Amen. I tried to leave my relationships better than I found them. Amen. Amen. Whether it be work or job or in the world or wherever, in my partners in crime and in my relationships with my women, I always try to lead them better than I found them. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Try to not tear them down, but build them up. Not destroy them. Amen. But strengthen them. Not to use them and abuse them. Amen. But to encourage them. Amen. 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 And that's the way I think I'm not comparing myself with Jesus, but I think that's the way that love ought to be. I think that's the way that life is that, and I think that's what the Lord intends in us, is that wherever we set our foot, wherever our foot treads, it ought to be about life.
Yeah, all right.
When we step in the darkness, it ought to start becoming light.
Well,
when we step in the den of iniquity, it ought to start bringing some holiness. Amen. Amen. We ought to change and impact the environment, no matter where we are. Amen. Whether it's Brazos County Jail, whether it's the Hamilton Unit or the Stellion, or anywhere we step. Amen. Whether it's Lone Star. Amen. Come on, somebody.
Hey,
hallelujah. Amen. Whether it's up there on MLK. And on the corner, on the cuts, no matter where we are, amen. If it's at A&M, if it's at Bryan High, no matter where it is, amen. If it's at 3067 Barron Cutoff Road, amen. It ought to impact somebody's life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, preacher. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Wherever it is.
Wherever it is.
Yeah.
And so here we see this brief encounter with these three subjects in our text today.
All right, Preacher Jack.
And first of all, John, in observation here, John was trying to deflect Jesus.
All right.
Yeah, Jesus was on their case.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was on their case. Jesus pinned them in their conversation here.
Come on, right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
About who going to be the greatest.
Oh,
they just knew Jesus was going to set up this kingdom.
All right.
Oh, know, they knew, they had no doubt in their mind that Jesus was finna bring it.
All right.
Huh? That he was finna, that he was the Messiah. They had no doubt he is the Messiah. Amen. Well, Amen. That was pretty obvious. Right. Amen. Yeah. And they just knew that Jesus was gonna establish his kingdom right then right there.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And they knew they was gonna be in the end Christ.
Yes, sir.
Because these 12 knew that they had been called and chosen.
Yes.
Amen. And ordained by Jesus himself.
Yeah.
So amen.
Position,
come on now. So they debating this thing behind Jesus. Jesus, you going on. We got a little something.
Right.
Yeah, call a brief meeting.
Yeah.
And talk about it on the way. They just kind of step back. John and James, you know, they one already figured out they gonna be on the left and on the right. Even their mama got in on the thing and got in trying to campaign and politicize for them, amen, in this matter. Because they knew it was coming right away, amen. Judas knew it was coming, amen. And he knew he was finna be chief treasure, amen, of the whole kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Here on earth, amen. They just knew that all this is going to happen. And so Jesus, you know, he was good about it. You know how patient Jesus is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he didn't upbraid them. He didn't beat them up about it.
No,
amen,
no,
amen. Yeah, yeah. He just, you know, what y'all talking about back then? Oh, what are you talking about? Talking about that. And so he takes a little child, just put the child on his knee and said, you know, whoever going to be great in the kingdom of God in this thing, unless they become like this little child.
All right.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Right. Amen. They will in no wise. And so he's saying to them, unless you humble yourself a little bit, unless you bring it down a few notches. With your pride and your ambition, amen, and with all of this carnal desire you got going on with you, amen, to become like a little child in your heart and humble yourself before me, you're not going to even enter the kingdom of God.
Come on now.
Talk now.
Hallelujah. And so John's in deflection mode. John trying to throw him off. John said, well, what about this boy over here? Jesus, we saw this boy over here. He over here casting out devils in your name.
Well,
that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He casting out devils in your name. We tried to stop him.
All right.
We told him he ain't had no business doing that.
Yeah.
He wasn't even part of the disciples. He wasn't even part of the crowd. Amen. Amen. So one thing I walked away from this is that we have to be mindful that we don't get caught up in sectarianism.
All right.
In other words, we have to be mindful. We don't let our religiosity cause us to become bigots in our attitude and our mindset. Well, I know we like to say that there's no big eyes and little U's, but we don't always act like that.
All right.
Amen. Yeah. Are we quick to tell somebody, come here and sit at my footstool?
Because
I'm all this in a bag of Cheetos and Fritos and Lay's. Amen. And I got some stuff, I got some this and I'm from that. I'm this and you not.
All right. Come on, Richard.
Yes, indeed.
I'm rich and you poor, and I'm black and you white, and I'm Baptist and you Methodist, and I'm Catholic and you Protestant, and I'm this and I'm that, and I'm came. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We quick to put people to pigeonhole people.
Sure,
and to put jackets on people and to mark people and set them here and set them there and won't let them go no further.
Well,
yes.
Preacher.
Amen.
Amen. Lord help.
Won't let them go no further. Put our foot on their neck in
Lord
a minute.
Help us today.
Hallelujah. And all the while we disregard what the Lord warned us that be careful how you judge.
Yeah.
Because whatever measure you judge somebody with, the same measure will you be judged.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so John was something else back in the day. He was a whole different John than after Pentecost.
Well, right.
He was a whole different John than after Patmos. We're going to read about him in Sunday school today. He was a gentle John back then. But John was something else back then. The Lord didn't call in the sons of thunder for nothing. Him and James, something else. And that was with Jesus. Hallelujah. That was before Pentecost. Amen. Some of y'all was something else too before Pentecost. You still ain't had your Pentecost experience. You might have had your baptism experience, but you ain't had your Pentecost experience yet. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Woo! Jesus.
That's good. That's good.
Yes, sir. Amen. But it's all right. We still love you. Amen. We're gonna be patient with you. We're gonna put our arms around you. Amen. We're gonna give you room to grow. Amen. We're gonna let you stumble. We're gonna let you fall. We're gonna dust you up we're gonna help you up. Amen. We're gonna love you. Amen. We're gonna give you room to grow because that's what we do. Amen. Because that's what love does. Amen. 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 If you give us the right phone number and the right address, we'll check on you.
All right, now,
preacher.
I know you're right.
If you show up every 9, then we'll love you. We'll treat you right. We won't beat you up too bad. We might chew on you a little bit, but we'll do it in love. We're just trying to get you motivated. Amen. Amen. But this wasn't John's attitude. John had a bad attitude. John asked over a few scriptures over. You want us to call lightning down on these boys? John had attitude. John was something else.
Come on.
But John them obviously went over and talked to this fella because they say we forbade him.
Uh-huh.
They say we forbade him.
Right.
See, you notice John said we forbade him.
Uh-huh.
You notice another thing he said, because he followed not us.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say Jesus because he not following you. Look at his attitude. His disposition is he not following us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Because you know we got something. We something else too, Lord. But that's what pride will do.
Yeah.
And this is kind of where we see John. The second subject in our text here is the believer.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of things I like about this brother is that he didn't wait. He didn't even wait for the Lord to tell him what to do.
Well,
no.
He was about the Lord's business before Matthew 28, 18 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
He was about the Lord's business before Mark 16, 15 and 18. He was about the Lord's business before the commandment went out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Maybe he was one of those kind of folk that just didn't get along well with others.
Sure
enough. Yeah, I know somebody like that. He just didn't get along well with crowds. They just didn't get along well with people. And y'all, I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of believers out there that love the Lord. They're about the Lord's business. I'm telling you, there's a lot of prophets. There's a lot of believers out there in them streets. I sit over there at that university and I hear those young men and women talking about their love for the Lord, talking about praying, talking about doing discipleship, talking about doing evangelism, talking about planning and doing things. Amen. Those young people gather by the tens of thousands on Breakaway over there every Tuesday night. They fill Rita up already and they're moving to Kyle Field. Amen. Amen. Because them young folk love the Lord.
Yeah.
But to look at them, I see him coming out the little Catholic church over there in the corner in their shorts and flip-flops, and I'm going, my.
Come on now.
Come on, y'all. Can't you do it? But that's just me.
Yeah.
So I had to check myself.
That's right.
You know?
Amen.
Is that, be they in shorts and flip-flops and t-shirts? And tank top, they love the Lord.
They
witnessing for the Lord. Amen. They leading people of Jesus Christ. They're testifying to the Lord. They're being about the Father's business. I may not can relate to them, but you know what? There's a whole generation out there that can. And a lot of them don't even darken the doors of a church, y'all. And I know that's hard for us to accept. And I know we are who we are. And I know we know the beauty and the treasure of the fellowship. And I know we understand how important it is. I'm just saying there's a whole lot of believers like that, like this fella here, that are out there casting out devils, amen, that are laying hands on, that are doing great works for the Lord that we don't even recognize. That don't look like us. They don't talk like us. They don't smell like us. They don't act like us. Amen. But they are believers.
Amen. All right.
They love the Lord.
All right.
That's brothers down there on MLK and that Lone Star who are down there talking about Jesus.
All right.
And guess what? They pants is sagging.
Oh, well, Lord, help us this morning.
All right. Ain't that something?
Ain't that something?
My.
It's all right.
But you know what? They believe. I find it interesting in Matthew 16. And this is why I pay close attention. I've learned to pay close attention to what the Lord says as well as what the Lord don't say.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to read in what the Lord, what the Holy Spirit can talk well, y'all.
Amen. Very well.
I don't know why they feel like they got to have all these different versions, so-called interpretation, and all that. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what he won't say it and how he won't say it.
All right now.
And if you notice in Matthew 16, he said 16 and 15, after he told them to go in the world and preach the gospel to every creature, he said that he that believeth. That's the only qualification he gave. Was he that believed on me.
All right.
I know it's a bit of a hard pill to swallow. He didn't say he that is called, he that is chosen, he that is ordained, he that is licensed, he that is this, he that is that. He said he that believeth on me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. He said he that believeth and is baptized. You still got to go through some things.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to get this generation in this age to understand. Is that there's some protocol in the kingdom of God. That's some protocol. That's some order in the kingdom of God that you need to understand, my young brother and my young sister. Is that you got to get baptized.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen. You do have to find yourself a fellowship of believers, amen, that you can unite with. You can't get around that. There's some things you cannot get around that. Amen. And so John somewhat, John had a legitimate point. Can't knock John too hard. Right? But the believer, amen, the believer in this text, one thing I don't understand about him is he didn't, when he had opportunity to follow Jesus. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ, y'all. Here's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Here is God in the flesh. Maybe he was like the centurion soldier who told Jesus, Lord, I'm not worthy that you even come to my house. Just send a word and heal him. Amen. And somewhat I can relate from that, because that was the first words out of my mouth, is when the Lord talked to me and called me into this work. Amen. And came to me, amen, about my calling. That was the first thing out of my mouth, is I wasn't worthy.
Come on now.
Lord,
the first thing out of my mind. And the Lord clarified that thing with me. Amen. Amen. About this matter. And he made me to understand. Amen. About that matter. Amen. But maybe that's a natural thing. Amen. Amen. That none of us, I don't know about you, but that's just the way I felt. I didn't feel worthy.
Yeah.
to this day, I still don't feel worthy. Amen. I still don't feel worthy. Amen. I don't feel worthy of him saving me. I don't feel worthy of him keeping me. I don't feel worthy of him, you know, loving me.
Well.
But he does.
It's
thank you, God. Thank you.
Amen. Sometimes I wonder if he liked me, but that's a relational thing, you know. Sometimes I don't like myself, so what can I say? Because I can be something else sometimes. I get pretty, get hard to get along with. I get hard, and sometimes it's tough. Amen. Sometimes I don't like myself. I don't like how I feel. I don't like how I think. I don't like the stuff that come in my head.
All right.
I don't like the things I do. I don't like the things I say. I mean, I just because I know it's not pleasing to God. But it still keep coming, and I still got to keep dealing with it. Amen.
Amen.
But he's about the Father's business. He casting out devils. He is working the work. He must have faith. And he must believe to do what he's doing. Amen. Uh-huh. Amen. Because the Lord's, now look at the Lord's disposition and response to it. So John got the Lord's attention. John deflected, you know, the conversation about how to be great in the kingdom of God. And Jesus talk about this matter of being great in the kingdom of God and all of this. And so now he's got John's attention briefly. Amen. And so Jesus says to him, forbid him not. Whoa. Now you would think Jesus would have said, John, you sure right. How come that boy not with us? I've been trying to, folk need to be with us. I've been trying to get folk to be with us. You know, sometimes, well, maybe I better not say that. This is something off the record. I talk with you with sometimes. Just an observation. But there's some things I just can't. I don't need to be sharing with y'all. Y'all think I'm crazy. Amen. But you probably already think I'm crazy. But
go
that's
ahead,
okay.
Preacher.
Amen.
Go ahead, preacher.
Amen. And so Jesus said unto him, forbid him not. Amen. Leave him alone. Jesus is not intimidated. He's not offended. He's not excited. He's not fearful about this one young believer who's out there doing his work by himself, apart from the fellowship, if you will, to put it nicely. Amen. Jesus simply said, but he that is not against us is for us. Amen. What a powerful statement. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Powerful statement.
And that's all we need to know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. If that believer out there is not against us, then he must be for us.
Right.
Then we just have to take that he's for us. Amen. If he's preaching the word, if he's winning souls, if he's making disciples, if he's laying hands and delivering, if he's doing it out the Father's business, then he must be for us. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Because you can't name the name of Jesus. We're going to get into this in Sunday school. Amen. Right. Is that you can't say and do these things if you don't believe.
All right.
Amen. Amen. You know, them four boys, you remember in Acts when them four Jewish boys, they tried to emulate and imitate what they saw the apostles do. And they going to go to this devil and talk about, you do this, get out of here and do this. And they say, who is you?
Yeah.
We know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Paul.
Yeah.
But who is you?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So you're not going to go and do the things of the Lord and be about the Father's business if you don't know him.
Yeah.
Nobody's that big a fool. Well, maybe there was four of them in the Bible. But why would you bother? Amen. Amen. Why bother if you don't have a desire to please God? Why would you bother if you don't have a desire unless your ego is in the way, unless your ambition, unless you're trying to be something you're not? Amen. Unless you're trying to project some kind of image of something that you're not, and people do that too. Amen. Amen. So we don't know really what people's heart is, and we can't judge people. That's the whole thing. Is we can't judge people's actions, or we can't put people in a box, and we can't, you know, think, make sure that we don't get in this attitude that because they don't look like us or think like us or act like us, that they can't be with us.
All right.
Amen. So that's what I got from this. Amen. About this unknown believer.
Yeah.
Amen. Is that he was about the Father's business.
Right.
And I know in my travels, amen, and in my going out and my coming in, I have ran across brothers and sisters, believers that represent this young man in the Bible here. They believed the Lord and they was about his Father's business. And they felt an urgency and they didn't have time to politic and play around. They felt this urgency. They were driven, amen, to be about the Father's business and to do his will. And y'all, the time is winding up, amen. Amen. And in this world, amen, that is becoming colder and colder, and where the love of many is waxing cold, amen, it's time for us, amen, to exhibit the love of God, amen, in our going out and in our coming in, amen. And when we hear or see somebody, amen, that is out there, amen, that is trying to be about the Father's business, rather than put them down, let's encourage them.
Amen.
When we get an opportunity, amen, to give them a attaboy or a pat on the back or pray for them, amen, or pray for them, we may not even say nothing to them. Amen. When I heard these three young men over at the MSC the other day on campus planning what they were going to do, planning their next strategy for how they were going to evangelize and how they were going to go out, I just started praying for them and thanking God for them. Amen. Never said a word to them, but I smiled and thanked God.
Yeah.
Amen. That these young men were about the Father's business.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
These unknown believers. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus.
God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Set his face toward Jerusalem.
Right.
Amen. Because he was on his way to Calvary.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. He took some time. He was patient with John, patient with the apostles, patient with what was before him. But then he set his face.
Yeah.
Amen. And started moving steadfastly toward Jerusalem. Went through Samaria. And they saw something in his countenance. Amen. They saw something in his face that they wouldn't even let him come through Samaria. They told him he had to go. And John really got mad. And that's when John in verses 55 and 56 was ready to call down lightning from heaven. Amen. Because they dissed the Lord Jesus Christ. Wouldn't even let him come through Samaria. But Jesus said, you don't know what kind of spirit you are of. You didn't come to destroy men's life, but you come to save them. But we come to save them. Hallelujah. And that's got to be our attitude. We're not here to destroy men's lives, but we're here to assure that they have a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Then they went to another village. Amen. Amen. And then, hallelujah, we find Jesus on Calvary. He had finally reached his destination. Amen. And finally on Calvary, amen, when they nailed him to that cross, amen, he looked around, amen, and just to demonstrate the love of God, amen, he done something that I'm sure I wouldn't do and you probably wouldn't do neither. But he said, Father,
forgive them,
for they know not what they do.
Yeah.
So when somebody offends you or hurt you, why don't you take a cue from Jesus and just say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yeah.
Why don't you continue to do good to them? Amen. Whether they hate you or not, amen. Does not the Jesus say, do good to them that hate you. Love them that hate you,
amen.
Amen. Pray for them that spitefully use you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It's a tough thing being a Christian. It takes tough skin to be a Christian. Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus was on that cross because it takes tough skin. Amen. To be a believer, to be a Christian. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus, amen, hung on that cross and he bled. Amen. And he died. He that knew no sin became sin for us.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, while we were even yet God's enemies, he demonstrated his love that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Yeah.
So who are we to knock anybody and to put anybody down because of the way they look or the way they walk or the way they live and how they act and how they talk? If they love Jesus, that ought to be enough. Because maybe they've been to Calvary. Maybe they recognize that Jesus died for them. Maybe they recognize that Jesus was buried for them. Maybe they recognize that Jesus rose again. Hallelujah. With all power in his hand. Maybe they know that Jesus lives today because he lives in them. Maybe they indeed are the anointed of the anointed one. Maybe indeed they are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Come on, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
My mama.
Hallelujah.
So if you're here today, and my time is short, my time is done, my time is over. So maybe if you're here today, and maybe you say, preacher, I can identify with that unknown believer. Because I know I don't get along well with others neither. And I do better by myself. But I'm trying to do better, preacher. That's why I'm here today. Maybe if you're here today and that may be you can identify with that unknown believer. Just want to stop for a minute and let you know you do need the fellowship of the saints.
Yeah.
No man is an island, and really no man stands alone.
All right.
This work is too big and too great and too grand and too powerful and too necessary.
Yeah.
Amen. For us to be a bunch of long rangers. We really do need the beauty and the mystery of the fellowship of the saints to strengthen us and to encourage us.
Amen. Yeah.
If you're here today, in other words, and you don't have a church home, why don't you come? Maybe you've been visiting in a while, and maybe you've been looking, maybe you've been praying, and maybe you've been considering. And it's okay if you keep coming to 8 o'clock service. You don't, 11 o'clock service may not be for you. But you do need to at least stay for Sunday school.
Sure.
Amen.
If you're here today, won't you come?
Bless the Lord.
Won't you come? This may be your day. If you haven't been baptized, you need to be baptized. You gotta be baptized. You can't call yourself a believer and not be baptized. If you're here today and you have not been baptized, you've not knowingly been baptized. In other words, you not knew what the meaning of baptism is and identified with it and recognized it when you went in that water. Won't you come and be baptized? If you're here today and you just need prayer. You need prayer. I said, preacher, I need prayer. I've been beat up on and I've had a rough week. I need to consecrate myself. I need to sanctify myself because I need to worship the Lord today. Feel like an invitation for me. I need to come down and get you to pray for me today.
Lord Jesus.
Been a rough week. You know, it seems like when you get closer to doing the Lord's will and you get actually engaged in doing the Lord's business, the enemy sure get nasty.
Don't we know
it? He can sure get ugly.
Know it.
But thank God he keeps him from killing us. Thank God he blesses us another day. Thank God that we have this day. Amen. So if you're here this day, you just need prayer. You just need to shake them haters off. Amen. You just need to shake the world off. You just need to shake the dust off your feet. Why don't you just come and consecrate yourself before the Lord today, that we may worship him in spirit and in truth. Why don't you come? God bless y'all real good, New Zion. We love you. May the Lord continue to bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.